is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig. Pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
It's Into the Apex, and it's a full house. I'm going to try not to miss anybody tonight. I think the last time one of these guys was here, I did miss him, and I felt like a jerk. So I'm going to start with him. Jerry Isaacs is back with us. He's just done some sim racing on iRacing, and he's joining us back on the show for the first time in a good while. Jerry, good to see you. Bruce Perry, Mr. Daytona, is in the house to give us a little wisdom and check in with us. Patrick Stein, as always, is with me from Chicago. And in a bit of a crossover to top off our six-person field tonight on the show, I have Jordan Groves from Into the Paddock and JD Daniels from also Into the Paddock at this point, I think it's fair to say, who's been on there quite a bit lately. And it's good to have you guys here in Into the Paddock, Into the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network crossover of sorts. So everybody, it's good to have you here. I was down a Bradley and I was down a Rob, and basically everybody answered the call tonight. So cheers to all.
Too bad for you.
It's going to be an interesting one tonight in part two particularly, and I'll leave it at that. So don't tune out too early. Because we're going to get into some unique new topics for the show. I want to do a little check-in first because I haven't talked to some of you guys on here before or in a while. And Jerry, I'll start with Jerry because I really have missed you, Jerry. I've missed you so much.
How sweet.
But
Jerry's always got good stories.
So. He does. And really wise, good opinions. I do value the Jerry opinions.
I've been racing.
So you haven't NIS, you have so. Not lost touch with iRacing, because my first curiosity is where I always fear that the people I like seeing and racing with and that type of thing are going to lose interest. I have this abandonment issue. So that's not you.
No. In fact, I'm, if anything, more committed, because Thursday nights I'll run sometimes NIS fixed or Friday nights NIS open, trying to do the full NIS season. So haven't lost touch, still been racing, just probably too much racing maybe.
Would you say you race every night? And this might be a precursor to part two's discussion. Would you say you race every night?
Definitely don't race every night, but I probably race more often than not.
I like that. Sounds good to me. I mean,
well, I'm in a unique situation. We can talk about it later.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, let's do that. But so you're racing stock cars. Are you doing any road? Are you sprinkling in any road racing into this, or what?
No, I'm not. I miss it. In fact, that's kind of why we're starting up our road challenge Monday nights, the Mad Sim Road Challenge. But I have not been doing any road. I've been neglecting road and sticking with oval, and I do miss it. So I did do Spa.
That's right.
I guess I did the first 6 hours of Spa.
Well, I feel like you don't always do those long endurance races, if I'm correct.
I don't. Generally, I don't, because, you know, I don't like staying up all night and that sort of thing. But we had a team of guys that literally an hour before said, let's do it. So we were like, okay. We hopped on, and we raced the Ford. We were the only Ford in any of the splits. And we were actually doing pretty well, and then got some front wheel damage and just called it.
Yeah, I like that one. I saw some images of the Ford, and the livery was just basic, kind of for fun. It had on the wing, my other car is a NASCAR stock car. It was very much a Garage 56 type of thing to me at Spa, is kind of what it looked like.
Exactly.
I imagine it was fun to drive that. I remember driving a Ford, I think GTE at Le Mans way back in, man, it must have been 2015 or something like that. It's been a while.
Yeah. It kind of drives like a stock car. I mean, this is not an easy drive. It's fun to drive. I probably had literally my first stint, my first 2 hours I did in Spa. My first stint was the longest I drove that car I think I'd done maybe five laps in a row before entering the 24 hours.
So not a heavy practice investment of your time into this.
Yeah. And that was the thing, you know, we wrecked, which sucked. And I mean, we would have legitimately finished it out. But we got into a position where we probably could have gained two spots, but if we'd stayed up all night, and we decided not to. But, you know, it wasn't a huge letdown because we weren't that invested into it. It was like we just hopped on, decided to do it. And the accident, I don't remember what happened. It was something crazy, but it wasn't like because we didn't practice. We certainly weren't the fastest guys on the track, but I think we could have held our own and gotten a top 10 if we'd not ruined the car.
I had an interesting time at Spa. We'll get into that as well. Spa was brutal, but I do love it. It's one of my top ones on the calendar, and the last official 24 of the year. I don't know if anybody's doing the Peachtree MS charity event just a week from now. I think Petit Le Mans and the Fuji event's kind of what I'm eyeing from here on out. Bruce, I know I want to say we're approaching your season of dirt racing. There's a period of time each year where you go into a hibernation of iRacing. Are you in that period now? I know you've got a couple trips coming up, Watkins Glen to NASCAR and Eldora. I know you keep trying to entice us out to Eldora every year so far.
Trying to
entice me. You're enticing us to Eldora.
Yeah, we got Watkins Glen coming up in a few weeks, which, yeah, for me, kind of starts kicking off my race season. I don't know if you guys know or whatever, but I do HVAC for a living, mm-hmm. for real life. And obviously right now we are in our super uber busy time of the year. So come mid to late August, it kind of calms down. Fall calms down for us. I get to go to a lot of dirt races and stuff like that. So take the RV out. This is about the only time of year I really get to travel a lot. So so iRacing definitely takes a little backseat because I just don't have the time to put into it. So it's unfortunately that's the problem right now. I haven't raced much at all the last, well, I'd say a good month to 6 weeks now. Done some races, but nothing serious.
as we've gotten to know you over the years, I've noticed that's the case. But then, of course, Daytona kicks into gear, and that's why you're recognized throughout random servers on iRacing as Mr. Daytona.
It's crazy.
Multiple it's crazy. People reach out to Bruce, and if you're out there, here he is. And then come to Daytona next year and see the actual Mr. Daytona at Daytona.
Does he have a sash and a crown?
I could probably design something in time for January.
I think he definitely needs a crown and a sash.
I had a robe and a stick down there.
He did.
A couple years ago.
He was Gandalf the Grey.
That's right. I remember.
He was Gandalf the Grey, one of the great wizards at Daytona.
Yeah.
Jordan and JD, I want to bring you guys into this. What have you been racing lately generally? I mean, are you guys sticking to the roadside? Do you spread it around to oval and dirt? Because really, as we get into it, some updates on iRacing, and they released an update this week. Kind of trying to show some love to everything. So I'm interested in what people are doing these days.
I've been maining Formula Ford for some reason. I just, since that released, I've got like a weird affinity with that thing. And so it's been that and then jumping straight up to the Cadillac. So there's no in between. it's a bit jarring. But that kind of thing. That's what I've been doing in iRacing other than other sims. So
I know Patrick probably loves the Cadillac. Are you like Patrick, where you certainly prefer the Cadillac over the BMW?
10 million percent, yeah. It's mainly a skill issue as to why I don't like the BMW. Although that being said, I haven't tried it since the Caddy came along, so
yeah,
I've heard it's better. But
I found the BMW better for me than the Cadillac, but I think that's also probably all in my head, if I'm being honest. I don't think there's anything technical to that. how about you, JD? What are you doing these days on the sim?
I'm getting prepared to be booed out of here. I've been maining ACC lately since the 1.9 update. I did a full league season on ACC, and I won my division championship, and gearing back up for another season on that sim. But as far as the iRacing side, I've just been fooling around with some of the slower cars. Did the GR86, do some hot lap challenges on there with Jordan and some other friends, and you know, I go back and forth between them pretty regularly now, but I'm gearing up for another season on ACC, and we focus in on that. But I will stop by and do the MSR Road Challenge because all the other iRacing leagues I joined, they all folded. So that's why I went back.
That's an interesting thing is I've been trying to find a league all summer and I've not found anything. I mean, really, it's been kind of just nothing feels quite right. I'm glad to have you on actually because you have been very vocal about ACC on our community channels. So it is good to have you on this show to actually get into it because usually Rob is given his, I don't want to say half-hearted, but just he doesn't want to stick up for it too much. He's an iRacing guy and whether he knows it or not. So he's going to stick with iRacing, but you've definitely have more of anybody in our community. You've spoken out about ACC. I'm sure you've spent time on each, you know, plentifully. What are your comparisons for someone like maybe it's just me that has not spent any time on ACC, just R Factor, and so therefore I'm comparing iRacing and R Factor, the only other sim I've tried, and my automatic assumption is it's everything else is shit.
I mean, there's definitely strong points to both sims. Like iRacing's endurance events, like the Spa 24 and everything like that, is just top notch in the sim sphere. Like it, the way they organize it, the way it runs so smoothly, nothing else beats it. And the aero model for the cars, you can actually feel the aerodynamic grip for in the force feedback, which is really nice, especially for prototype cars and everything. The tire model versus ACC, I feel, is kind of lacking. ACC, you can really feel the mechanical grip of the tires, and the tires, the thermal model allows slip angle more so than iRacing does. So in iRacing, you guys know, you get a little slide, your tires are up to a billion degrees, and then your next, 10 corners, you're slipping and sliding, trying not to wreck, versus ACC, it allows more progressive loss of grip. So if you slide the tires in one corner, you still have grip going forward. It's not infinite grip. Like if you slide them too much, yes, you will lose grip, but it's more gradual instead of being a cliff face.
Yeah, it seems like iRacing over the last few years, particularly in that kind of maybe flagship GT3 class that has been seemingly the priority over the past few years, and maybe now the GTPs are kind of taken over a bit, but they've been tweaking that tire model, and I can certainly tell the difference over the years. I can say my opinion is it's better than R Factor. But that's all I can actually say. I don't know about anybody else. Patrick, you've done the F1, but game? Can I say game on that one?
Yes, that's a
game. Have you done ACC, though? Have you done any of that?
I've done ACC before. I've done ACC and R Factor. I would say ACC compared to R Factor is much better than R Factor.
That seems right. I mean, it seems right.
R Factor was absolute garbage.
I'm seeing nods. I'm seeing nods all along the video feed. So
ACC, it was different, and there was parts that I liked about it, and I wish there were in iRacing. But you know, you take what you can get, kind of thing.
Yeah, so. I will say both sims are moving more towards each other with every physics update. Like iRacing, the newer cars, you know, you guys are allowed more slip angle now. Especially you notice in the Miatas, you can slide that car around no problem and still maintain pace. And ACC used to be more rock steady, full grip, but now it's also getting more sensitive with the tire heat, like iRacing is. So they're all converging, and it's only making it better for all of us.
That's what I want. I want a monopoly. God damn it. I want a monopoly. I want one service where everybody is and it all means everything at that one place. No competition in sim racing. That's what I want.
You wait till RenSport comes along.
RenSport. Yeah, I knew someone was going to say RenSport. I've been watching that and those bastards. We invited them on the show months ago and they said, just wait until we're a little busy. I'm like, they're not giving us anybody to come give us a few words about what that's going to be.
I've tried it.
I want it. Oh, you have? Talk about
it. Yeah, I got the beta access last week.
Well, shit, I applied. Those sons of bitches didn't give me shit. well, go ahead and talk about it then.
It's pretty damn good. I agree with JD in that if I'm going to do GT racing, it's ACC because it just feels so much better than iRacing. So
they've got that nailed down, GT racing. Mm.
But of course, they're focusing on the one thing, so it's easy for them to do that. Yeah. At the moment, given that it's in very beta phase, RenSport feels better than iRacing for GT3s. There's slip angle, so it's kind of closer to ACC in that end, but it's not fast to slide. but you can save it if you have a moment, and it's fun. There's things that need to change. Like, you can't feel like much curb input at the moment. There's only a very limited amount of content. The sound isn't great. Like, that's the only thing R Factor 2 does the best is sound. Mm. And I'm just itching to try that Porsche 963 now they've announced that's coming to Rennsport. Like, I need some downforce to try, because everything else is really good.
Yeah.
So I just need more.
It seems like they're marketing visuals really highly as well. What was your experience with that? At this stage, obviously, as a beta.
It looks good. It's not, again, like, I'd say R Factor 2 looks better. I'd say ACC probably looks better at the moment, but it runs smoothly. It streams relatively nicely, which is not a surprise considering it's geared for esports competition. So of course it's going to be optimized quite well for that. But yeah, it all looks pretty nice. It's just, you know, a very early beta, so it's just, you're just waiting for more and more to come to it.
They seem to have a lot behind it. I've seen a lot of good marketing and promotion and social media work, and even I want to say some convention type events for it. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it wasn't too long ago that they were doing some competitions with what they have of it so far. It kind of gave me the vibes of the Le Mans 24 virtual, which hopefully might leave R Factor Motorsport Games at some point.
Yeah, they're having another one of those big ESL R1 tournaments this weekend, actually. I think $1 million tournament.
That's not bad. That's definitely elbowing your way into the industry that's out here for sim racing.
Listening to them talk, they have the highest ambitions. They're going after both iRacing and Assetto Corsa, the original Assetto Corsa, terms of like multiplayer competitiveness, and then also modding and creativity for the other side. So they're just going for both.
What did I say?
So if you want a monopoly, Rennsport's aiming for it.
Oh, but it gives me anxiety because it's not my one that I want. I said this, I think, in the last few months, is that this reminds me of back when we were all on Papyrus NASCAR 2003 season, and we all heard of this thing called FIRST, which is iRacing now, the thing from John Henry, and we were all like, this is it, it's all over, and sure enough, that's pretty much where we got. Well, that's an interesting way to, you know, with that happening this weekend and the momentum for that continuing to grow. Greg Hill from iRacing, the executive producer, puts out on July 26th a July 2023 development update that's kind of got the community at least talking. I don't know if buzzing is the right word, but at least talking about it. Really just given just around the board notes about what we can look forward to. There are a lot of new tracks outside of North America that are coming that he's confirmed. Updates to Zandvoort. Mentioning some ovals and dirt tracks and different types of things. So really just kind of giving a little bit to everybody. And then, of course, we get the random image gallery with none other than more rain porn. A little taste of rain with looks like a Formula V or Formula Ford. I can't tell which. One of those bullet little fellas. We get two pictures of Darlington, I think it is, with slightly different lighting, which is cool. And then more rain, puddles. We get puddles and moisture. I want to bring everybody back in talking about, I feel like every now and then here, since they've announced it was actually happening, we got that first image, we keep getting these little rain porn teases. Did Bruce, did these puddles get you excited? I mean,
no, I'm over it. You know, when I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not going to get excited about it. We've been talking about it too long. When it happens, it happens.
I kind of agree with you there.
Yep. I'm sick of all these little teases. Like, come on. Are we doing this or not?
Yeah. I just want to stay dry at this point. I don't like the look. Somebody, and I will. I don't remember who it was, but somebody in our community Discord said, and I quote, "It kind of looks like ass." Shout out to you. I don't recall who that was exactly, but I don't know. I thought maybe particularly the images with spray rooster trails. It didn't look fantastic in a still mode, in a still image. I'm looking down specifically now at the Porsche Cup images, where you see some Rooster Tail's coming out, and it looks like bad video game smoke. Am I in left field on that? Can I get a second to that motion?
Yeah. I mean, I can see what you're saying, but also, again, I didn't analyze it. I just saw it and went, yeah, okay, whatever.
I think that these renders, although they're exciting for people who are excited about Rain, it really also shows how dated the engine is. I feel like this is really taxing the iRacing engine. Like it's really old, as everybody knows, and this is just adding more on top of it. I feel like they'd almost be better off going to an entirely brand new engine to bring Rain in rather than trying to keep piling on to the old one.
Yeah, they need iRacing 2.
iRacing 2, yeah.
I know they said in the past they've basically been on iRacing 2. They need iRacing 4 at this point.
Okay, yeah.
I saw some chatter that in the Reddit channel for iRacing back when they made some acquisitions, and everybody was saying, kind of trying to put the pieces together, that this means that they're going to create something new with what they acquire. And, I mean, we haven't heard of such a thing coming, but I've said it every time we talk about Rain on the show here, every time they put something out and we talk about it, yet another anxiety of mine is my current PC will burst into flames, or I will be barred from racing and stuck until I can invest in something significantly better. And that concerns me. And, you know, I don't want to get locked out by such a giant update. I think I get nervous every 12 to 13 weeks on iRacing of what's, oh God, can my computer handle what's coming up next? Can I even look forward to a future in league racing and special events? So I don't know if I'm the only one on that, but the Rain, I'm with you, Jerry. I feel like enough already. Don't show me anything until it's ready.
Yeah, I've seen it. Looks, put the magazine down and move on.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to. Everybody's trying to crack a code. They think there's clues that it's going to mysteriously drop in the middle of the fifth last split IMSA race on a random Thursday. That's that. Right. We found a reason. We see why that's going to be the one where Rain's just going to pour down on people. Like iRacing is going to be really cheeky about it, and I just don't think that's. I don't think that's going to happen. I've seen enough conspiracy theories about when it's going to happen. Oh, the Daytona. It's going to start raining at Daytona. I saw this thing.
You know, it'll never open with Daytona because they have too many people racing that event to risk an opening for something like that. It's going to come in some small series that not a lot of people race, because that does two things. One, hopefully it gets people to race a series they're not interested in. Yep. And then two, it limits how many people on it at once so they can do some testing.
That's a good idea. That's a good point. I like that. Another thing that occurred to me as these images came out is have we seen an image yet? We obviously haven't seen video yet. That's going to be the next step. We need to see some video, for Christ's sake. All we see are these images of puddles.
Photoshop.
Yeah, exactly. But have we seen an image yet of Rain actually falling during a drive? I mean, we see the spray. I guess that's animated water.
Yeah, there was. I remember at one time there was one with it where you could see like drops in the puddle. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah,
The P-Cup picture, you can see raindrops.
You can't. Okay, yeah. That's. I'm gonna have to look closer at that. That's what I was curious about.
I know you can't look at a picture for more than a second or two and get distracted.
That's true. I see. I mean, I'm looking at that Formula V and I see the Rooster Trails. I just want to see a video. Give me a 5-second video clip of iRacing. I want to get a taste of this. I mean, that then I might get more excited, right?
Well, I don't think they can do that because that implies what a product is actually going to look at. So a still, well, that was a early rendering. But you release a video, then people are going to expect what you saw in the video.
Then assholes like us on this show are going to be like, it looks like pure shit. I do not support this advancement in technology.
Or they Photoshop the video or whatever it's called for video, and then it comes out and it goes, this doesn't look like the video.
Yeah, I guess that could cause more trouble than it's worth. See, Jerry's the voice of reason here. That's why we need him here.
So when it comes out, are you going to have to pay for Rain?
Oh, that would be so iRacing, wouldn't it?
Like an up, you know, a $5 upgrade for rain, rain upgrade.
$15 for rain to get rain, but if you're
$12.95,
but if you're wet while you order it, it's $5 and you get iRacing credits. If you're dunked into a thing of water, if it's actually raining where you live, it's $10 off, folks. That's so iRacing. Patrick. Go ahead, Patrick. Thank you for that. Thank you for that input, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yep, that's all I need to do.
Patrick has made his contribution for this entire episode. Oh God. So is anybody here like gripping the edge of their seat for rain today at this point?
As a British person, yes. Like, that's all I fucking have.
It makes you feel closer to home.
All of sim racing felt hideously unrealistic for me so far. So now, finally, I might get something that's somewhat real. No, I'm looking forward to it. I always enjoy rain racing in whatever other sims I've played that have it. So it's just, I'm just itching, as you say, like, stills are one thing. It's all going to be about how it looks when it's moving.
Yeah, because in my current state of technology, I can't get shadows without those being pixelated. So I just feel like I'm fucked with when it starts to get wet. Like, I'm just going to not be able to see. That's my stress.
Actually, what I'm most looking forward for rain is not, I mean, the racing in the rain is like anything. You'll get used to it. You'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. But the strategy, what if rain comes mid-race or mid-stint? You know, did you play maybe a little smarter than the other guy and got rain tires early, even though they're faster? I'm looking forward to they actually put a strategy component to the rain.
Yeah, 100%. I'm there with you there. The 24-hour races, the whole dynamic will change with the, you know, the weather, right? The rain. Right now, what strategy do you really have? Maybe what driver goes in when?
Yeah.
Fuel mileage, but
because they basically they took away the tire strategy with some of the upgrades to the speed of the tire change. That was the whole thing before for a while. Was can we double triple stint tires? Because then you did get an advantage. That was a very interesting strategy. Now it's just a no brainer generally in these long races. I mean, even in the for those that don't know this, I don't know. It took me a minute to find out from somebody else, but in the IMSA endurance race or the IMSA series races, where it's single driver, 45-minute races, you can change your front tires, two tires, and easily make the pit stop. I've not tried four, but you can change your front two and maybe get a little advantage. So even in those, it's kind of changed the strategy a bit.
And even, I mean, I was going to say not to rehash old events, but actually we're talking about rain, and that's a pretty old event to rehash. So, but the other thing is full course yellows in the endurance events, not the 30-minute races or the whatever, but the 24-hour, the 6-hour, the 12s. You put rain and full course yellows in, oh, man, I have a whole new excitement. Yeah. You'll see me just raring to go for these longer events.
Patrick has a thought on that.
Oh, I would. That's the thing I've been asking for, and I know I'm looking at Bruce right now, and he's looking so pissed off at me for that.
Wanting that in an official official capacity.
In an official, but it's only in the endurance races.
Yeah.
Well, like Jerry said, so not in, you know, the 40-minute IMSA or even the hour long, 2 hours and over.
The question is, how is that done? Because we've talked on this show before about some of the numerous independently organized endurance events that we as iRacing team people have tried, and I feel like all that ever happens in some of those, there's some very interesting creative ways that these independent organizations go about doing it, but I feel like it's almost always universally criticized. I've never heard hardly anybody that I've raced with actually praise those road endurance racing full course cautions. I mean,
what does anybody you race with praise?
Well, not a whole lot.
Just people like to complain.
Nobody. Jerry knows that quite well from being a league director.
you know as well as I do, you're never going to make everybody happy.
No.
It adds a strategy aspect to it, which is what I like.
Yeah, I think that would be great. You may have to simplify it. I feel like the way the majors had done it for quite a while, Patrick, was based on total incident points. at a random setting. I feel like you can maybe do that on officials.
Yeah.
And then it just, it kind of makes sense because it's based on total wrecks. If a lot of wrecks happen in a certain amount of time, then it's time to slow everybody down.
I think that there's also like other ways to do it where it's not a full course caution, but you can do like a Le Mans, they do a slow zone.
Yeah.
So that they do an automated slow zone for this sector of the track or whatever.
Do you think that would make some of these nonstop rip around the course endurance races where there's never a slowdown in official endurance races would make it safer, quote unquote? Not that it is a physical danger, but how many times do people just keep rolling through short little pileups or wrecks at full speed and crash themselves and put others at risk because they don't care? They don't want to slow down or lose any little advantage.
I don't think it's because of that. I just think it gives it a more sense of a realism.
I could agree with that. I think it would make it realistic in one side, and it would make it safer to where you could survive these events and not spend as much time in the garage on the other half of it.
Or what do they do at Nürburgring? I forget what the term is for when they have caution.
I know those.
They never go full course.
Yeah, yeah.
They never go full
course. I remember watching.
Code 60s.
Yeah.
Code 60s.
It's very
strict. So like a code 60. Do that at Nürburgring. Do the slow zone at Le Mans. And just do things like that.
You could put it on drivers to manually slow down, and there's a rule in the sporting code, and you're penalized like you're speeding in the pits if you don't do it. Or if you want to just be, if you're iRacing and you want to be sure or whatever, RenSport or whatever it might be, you could make it to where if there's a slow zone, the car automatically slows down. But then I guess that takes away from that realism on the other hand. I mean, that's just.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I think you want to leave that up to the driver. Yeah. We're talking about strategies.
Yeah.
What some games do and what they do in real life is they have a delta time the drivers have to stay in for those slower zones. I know the F1 game is not the best example in sim racing, but for safety cars or full course yellows, they have a delta that the drivers have to stay within for that period of time. So if they could implement that, you know, into iRacing, ACC, RenSport, or slow zones for these big endurance races, I think that could be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be. And I think, you know, the big complaint everybody's going to say is, oh, it punches up the field, causes blah, blah, blah. But I think you solve that by doing two things. I think you make all the restarts single file. And then you do have wave arounds, but it goes green the lap after the wave arounds leave, whether they catch the field or not.
Yeah,
I mean, that's on them. There's some things you could do to help prevent the big turn one stuff that happens.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Only thing I'd worry about is the slowdown sections. Somebody like Bradley coming wrong and ass packing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
Well, that happens turn one of every oval, so, you know.
And it happens real life, too. You got to just see what happened at Le Mans when there were slow zones there. You had people ass backing each other into them.
Every time I saw that, I just, for some reason, I'm like, Bradley.
Yeah. He did it in an LMP1. He would do it in any given car. I didn't see you there. Well, he wouldn't even say sorry.
Murder.
He wouldn't even say sorry is the thing.
Murder.
I mean,
oh, he's the Denny Hamlin of endurance racing.
I mean, when you guys mess up and a race with other human beings, do you apologize when you mess up, or are you prideful?
I don't always. As often as I used to, only because even after you say you're sorry, they still bitch and complain.
So JD's a
asshole.
Good person.
So I'm like, fuck it.
Bruce is jaded, is what I hear.
I tried the other. So just the other day, I was in NIS. We were at the restart, and I missed a gear. I screwed up at the restart. Didn't cause a yellow. I did cause obviously a big checkup. I got a 4X. The car behind me hit me. But I took off. I hit the rev limiter. I shifted, and it didn't shift, so I got rear-ended. And I came on right away. I said, I'm sorry, guys. I missed a gear. It didn't shift. And immediately, three other guys are like, well, it's a sequential shifter. You can't do that. I got called all kinds of names. One guy came on and said, hey, he missed a shift. Let it go.
Yeah.
But nine guys came on and told me what a stupid dumbass I was. And it's like, why should I get on there and even apologize?
That's me.
See? Thank you.
I'm prideful. But two, I mean, it doesn't matter what you say, they're just going to get on there and say, your mother's a whore, your mother's mother was a whore. It's not even about the racecraft anymore, it's about your mother.
I don't apologize to other people. Like, if it's a big endurance event and I mess up and it's my fault, I'll apologize to my teammates, but yeah, everyone else on track, screw them.
Yeah. Not, I like it. I thought you were a good person. Yeah. I like it. No, fuck them not. All. And their families.
Fuck them all.
Fuck them. That's and right. their families.
That's right. So, sorry
so
about
I'm
your
noticing,
luck.
I'm noticing, though, a little trend here between, you know, myself and Bruce, the gray hairs,
oh, no,
were like, yeah, we tried to apologize, but they bitched. The younger people are used to more social media being hidden behind the,
yeah,
the phone, whatever, like,
yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah, no, I'm not, yeah, I'm not sorry. In fact, I wish
keyboard
it had been
warriors.
Bruce is just disillusioned because you get these guys on there. It doesn't matter what you say. I mean, I sometimes it gets ugly on there and like, yeah, in a pickup IMSA or VRS, and people are, I thought, I'm like, are you guys about ready to Google each other's addresses and find plane tickets? Where are we? Where is this going? It gets very bad.
It does. And the thing is, if you race like a series, you race with the same guys almost,
yeah,
every week.
I,
so,
yep,
you know, they oh yeah, it's that asshole from last week. It's like, Jesus Christ, let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, yeah, you got to let it go.
Life's too short.
I find my,
this one.
Go ahead. Yep.
That's one thing I noticed, iRacing compared to other sims. Everyone in iRacing, at least attitude-wise, is extremely intense, and it has a reputation for being toxic, and it is well-earned.
Definitely toxic.
Yeah. That's what I keep coming back. I find myself generally, I'm more aggressive than I probably should be, and I know it. And the problem is I know it. As I push, and my iRating and safety rating reflect it, believe you me. But
the problem is, I agree 100%. It's toxic, but it's like a train wreck. I can't turn chat off.
Yeah.
I know it's toxic.
Oh, no.
Because you're missing it.
But I can't turn it off.
You don't want to miss it.
I do enjoy listening to it sometimes. Some of the shit that comes out of her mouth is funny.
And all languages and accents as well.
Yes.
Sometimes that's, yes, the joy of it.
Yeah. Crash compilations are the best part.
Oh, we're going to keep talking about sim racing and iRacing here in the second half. We're going to talk about balancing your personal time with your joy and love of sim racing. So that should get lively and interesting with this big crowd of six people here in the studio. We'll be right back on Into the Apex.
Don't go anywhere. More Into the Apex is coming up.
Setups, whether you love them or hate them, they're one of the most important elements in sim racing. However, so many of us don't have time to painstakingly tweak every value to create a good setup. Never mind the hours of work required to find game-breaking exploits to make you even quicker. The Coach Dave Academy has created competitive iRacing setups developed by professional sim racers and engineers that are designed to enhance your performance in the most popular sim racing game in the world. Receive new setups for iRacing season, car, and track combinations every week, giving you the time and pace to be able to focus on racing on the track rather than being sat in pit lane. All the setups follow real driver feedback and come with MoTeC data and replay files, helping you improve not just your car setups, but also your driving technique. The best part? When you sign up, the first week is free, which means you can test the setups for yourself before committing to a monthly membership. Check them out at CoachDaveAcademy.com/iRacing. That's CoachDaveAcademy.com/iRacing. This episode is brought to you by the racing fans at Great Hire HR. Whether you're hiring one employee or 100, Great Hire will help let you keep doing what is important, running your business. For more information, visit GreatHireHR.com. You've just achieved your greatest accomplishment as a sim racer. Now what? Don't let it become just another stat you never see. Alien Awards is a service run by and for sim racers, creating clearly printed plaques on solid surfaces, something you can display proudly to mark a major victory and show off your team and sponsors. Whether you're an individual driver looking to create a memory or a league owner looking to take your season to the next level, Alien Awards can help. These are quality awards, I know because I've won one. There are no setup or design fees, and shipping in the U.S. is free. Take your sim racing career to new heights. Visit alienawards.net. That's alienawards.net. This episode is also brought to you by the Bad Weather Brewing Company, located in St. Paul, Minnesota. Bad Weather Brewing Company serves up craft beers such as the Fog of War Hazy IPA or the Immortal Toast Infused White Stout, and some of the best design cans you'll see, by the way. For the full tap list and to grab your mug, visit badweatherbrewery.com. And we're back on Into the Apex with the full house tonight. And here in the second half, we're going to kind of get into some unique topics. I want to reflect on the Spa 24 only so far as my experience. And I have Patrick here. I don't have the whole crew. Usually the Into the Apex hosts run a team together in most of these events, generally. And I guess I'll start with this. I have a girlfriend, believe it or not. I have a girlfriend, believe it. Yes.
Did you order her from Russia?
I did not pay anything. I did not spend a dime. There is no secret pit with a rope or any such thing.
She's not 14, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Tyler no, showing up on his own
yes,
list.
Yes, correct.
That's right. Yeah. There's no duct tape
involved. No, there's no
rope.
No use of force, no exchange of cash. But believe it or not, I'm in that situation for a year now. And Patrick's laughing. The challenge has been, and we've not really talked about this type of topic on the show, but I just cannot get past that it's probably an interesting one and probably in some cases a shared one with our demographic. but balancing that. So I do race less than ever, but I find it more of a challenge to get it in when I want to. Racing, I mean.
That's because you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a. It's a challenge to get it in whenever you want to.
Racing, I mean, Jerry. That's what I was saying.
Racing,
I mean. Oh, I love this topic. I've been so excited for this / terrified, but I'm glad. Another reason why our wise guys are here, and by that I mean old, are in the room with us, but. It kind of came, I've had my tough times with it, some better than others, but generally it's been a resentment towards it. And I've tried I get very defensive about it. I'm kind of like, a hockey goalie. And I see the word game, I see the G word on the ice. It's a puck at the other end of the ice and it's getting closer. And I just get very defensive about it. But then I decided to try to sneak in the Spa 24 this past weekend, on her birthday weekend. And that didn't go so hot. Did not go so hot. Patrick.
Which day was her birthday?
Sunday.
Yes. That's point number one. You need a weekend?
Yes. I should not.
I'm going to stop talking.
I should.
is that because she couldn't go out Sunday night to celebrate because it's Sunday? She had to go out Saturday?
No, Jerry. I needed to mark off the whole weekend. Would have been appropriate. I should not have.
Does this include Friday too?
Probably.
Yeah. Is this Friday, like right after work at 6 p.m.?
I would say, yeah.
And then so, Sunday up till 11:59 p.m.
See, you guys are going down the wrong avenue that I too went down.
Hold on.
And I assure you, it did not go well.
You said you had a girlfriend. Are you a sugar daddy?
No.
I'm just trying to get this situation under.
No,
it's not our age, Jerry.
I do appreciate your inquisitiveness into this, and this is a bit of a story to build because, I mean, believe you me, I'll shit on Bradley because he's not here. I'll tell his stories, but
you're just as bad.
No,
What was the end result, yeah. Tyler? How did it resolve itself?
Tears and arguments and.
Were there any promises made afterward?
Not by me. I mean, well, yeah, actually. Patrick, what?
Somebody said, oh, yeah, just give me the front part of the race.
Yes, I did.
And then...
So this is what I tried to do. This is what I tried to do for Spa. I tried to have both. And that's where I need the counsel. And that's where that's where the problem came in ultimately.
You try to have your cake and
I
eat
did,
it too.
I did, Bruce. I said, I will race the Spa 24. First, I forgot that the two weekends converged. That's on me. I forgot that the birthday of the Spa 24 converged. And there had been issues where I had tried to say in these endurance races on iRacing that I will be available to do things parts of the day I don't need to sit in front of the other than the Daytona was sacred, but the other ones I don't need to sit there. I'll schedule my stints out, and ultimately things happened and what I said could not be true because the schedules got jacked up, and then that created a problem. I'm pretty sure everybody can kind of see where that would happen. Patrick, yes.
We didn't have a schedule.
No, we generally don't, and that's probably another problem. That's a whole different topic.
Step. Yeah, that's part two. That's another side to it. All we had was that you had the front load.
Yes. So
that's
basically,
all we had.
The point of this is yes. I thought Bruce Cake and eat it too. I will participate in the Spa 24 because I love the track so much. I was so excited to run the Porsche. I'm not an insensitive, heartless bastard, I don't think, although I may have been caught that. But I love this. But yeah, I wanted to do something in the evening, but also be there with my racing brothers early in the morning. So I said, let me start. I had visions in my head of triple stinting. Well, I needed a break. I did two stints. Bradley took one, and I was going to do two more, and I was going to be done. And these guys were going to stay up all night, and it was going to suck for them, and ended up sucking for all of us, basically. Patrick, does that sound fair, Patrick? Patrick was there. Does that sound fair?
Well, and you didn't.
I was supposed to, basically, Bradley was supposed to do one stint. I was supposed to get back in, but Bradley was done and ready to jump out of the car, and I was nowhere to be seen because I was in the middle of a bad argument about racing.
Crying?
Well, I wasn't, but yeah, was involved. And I don't like, not good, not a good situation. It's good now. It's better, but it's not good. So I tell that story because it was difficult, but I want opinions, and not just from everybody here, but from listeners. But I want to hear opinions, but also not just to put a microscope over that, because I'm sure I have my shortcomings in a weird way. But how do other people balance such things?
So you've got two issues to deal with, though, Tyler. Yeah. I don't know if you realize it, though, but you've got like Spa special events,
yeah,
and then you've got your iRacing. Regular, what I'll call regular iRacing.
Yes.
So which one do you want to deal with first?
You're actually exactly right, Jared, because I before, when I was a strapping single bachelor man, I was racing a pickup race or a league, one or the other, almost every night, weeknights. Like my routine was go exercise, get home, eat something, and get on the rig and hang out with the fellas. A lot of our close friends and people we meet at racetracks are you guys here. And it's as real as having a group of people you hang out with. And I think COVID just kind of more normalized that, if we're going to really be analytical about it. And then all of a sudden, I'm in a situation where I want this, as in a relationship, to flourish. But I also want to hang out with my buds. And I think if you want to really dive deep, you get into that kind of thing where from COVID and all this started people hanging out on Sims. Sims are a little different than Giga games. And that kind of gets the defensiveness for me. But I'm going around the world there. I'm just kind of going. This is a psychology appointment for me, where we did one for Bruce.
Okay, so back to my original question. Which one are you wanting to tackle?
All of it.
The casual iRacing or the special events?
I want to do enough pickup races that I feel like I'm not losing it, if that makes sense. And I want to do all the special events because I love them.
And what did she say about
any of this? Didn't say what I just said.
No, okay. So, well, there's your number one problem. Communication.
That is what I was told.
It's all.
Were you in the room, Jerry?
Life in any aspect is all about expectations.
Yeah.
She expected 100% of your time. You expected to put it in.
My time?
That's it. No.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You expected to put your time in and be done.
Yes.
I knew where he was coming
from. I had it all in my mind. I was like, I will be clear by 1 o'clock, noon or 1 o'clock. I'll be clear. Everybody's happy. My team, probably less happy when they stay up late, but everybody's happy, including me. I get to enjoy everything. I got a taste of the Spa 24. I contributed, and I had a strong opener, mind you, but enough about that. But ended up just going completely to tears on both ends, and I was left.
And on both ends.
Yeah.
It's all about exactly. Expectations and communication.
Yeah. I was, that's why I bring it up in this. I was like, this is something we've got to talk about because.
So Do you guys have, I mean, if you really want to talk about it, do you guys have like date night? Do you have nights that you do stuff or nights that you do stuff on your own?
Not routine. There's not a set schedule of those nights.
Okay. So that's how you clear expectations. If you want to, you say, okay, Monday night is going to be my race.
I will say Monday nights have up until we dissolved the MSR series and now it's coming back. Monday nights were sectioned off as league nights. Thursday nights are when we do this.
Right.
So that is something, and it is generally a good situation there.
There. See, that's the expectations were clear.
I think that's pretty much what I've learned in a large way.
And it goes for the team as well. Yeah. You have to say, I can do 6 a.m. till noon, period, end of story. I drive, I don't drive, I drive one stint, I drive five stints, I'm out of here at noon. And they say, well, great, we want you on the team, or nope, can't have you.
Yeah, and that's kind of, I think I dropped it on them a little late. Sorry, Patrick, in this case. And they just kind of, we all love each other, so we just go with the flow, and everybody's just, Rob leans into the challenge and Patrick says, oh fuck, as I can see on his face now.
100%.
At least give me a 95%, Patrick. Jesus.
101%.
Oh God. Bruce, how have you, I mean, not just sim racing, but just going to races, because that's a whole different topic as well. Traveling, like this is a lot of, we did a lot of road trips this summer for ITA, and that's also been a difficult area. Not just sim racing, I should add.
Wow. Well, back to sim racing real quick. So obviously, I mean, you've been dating a while. You knew this weekend was going to be your birthday, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like all of a sudden it popped in from nowhere. You knew Spa was this weekend.
Well, I did forget that Spa. That Spa was on this weekend.
See, there you go.
A couple weeks
there's
before.
I'd
already practiced for it and everything. Damn it.
Yeah. But you forgot. See, like when my wife, I kind of tell her, hey, I'm going to do 24 hours of whatever, you know, next weekend or 2 weeks from now. You know, and we kind of figure out our schedules that way. Like, if we're going to do something together, maybe then Friday night instead of over a weekend. Whatever. It's kind of like what Jerry says. I mean, it's like you just got to talk about it and figure it out. Like, I want to do this. You want to do that. But, you know, we'll figure it out.
Has there ever been, this is a personal question, but has there ever been resentment through the years?
So, the thing, I'm different, and I get it. Because my wife is one in a million. But what really works for us is the fact that, like, I don't know, what is it now? 9:10 here, right? She's probably been in bed for at least an hour.
Oh, damn!
Right? She gets up at like 3 a.m.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, start work, and she works from home. But so, I'm usually up later.
You can do what you.
She's not around. Of course, I'm gonna
race. That's a great.
I can do my thing. Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, I see the strategy.
She's a race fan. Right. She's also a race fan, so going to races. She enjoys certain things. She enjoys sports car racing. And she likes NASCAR. And she doesn't like dirt so much unless we go to something like Eldora. She likes Eldora. But I can't, for her to go to like what in October to Super Dirt Week, which is like 10 days of dirt track racing at several different dirt tracks and camping with the guys. No, that's not her thing. She's like, no way. But she's cool enough to say, you go do that. And maybe she'll go hang out with her girlfriends or whatever. You know, her mom comes to town. They go do their thing. So, you know, it's, she has no problem with what I do. I have no problem with what she does. We each got our hobbies. You know, she's a crafter. She does a lot of crafting, does shows. I do racing.
That's
so,
a big thing, having hobbies. That could be an issue.
Yeah,
one doesn't, I think.
Exactly. I mean, here's the thing. We've been married 23 years, and we were dating probably 7 years before that. So we kind of knew what the expectations were. Like, when we first met, I was working for the race team. And I was like, I'm going here, I'm going there. She came to a few of the races. That really got her involved and into it. She had no idea what auto racing was prior. She really no idea. She knew it existed, but to go to races or be involved, yeah, it was like her first taste of it, and she liked it to a point.
Yeah, to a point. There need to be other perks, yeah, to what's going on with it, whether it's the camping, right, or the scenery around it or whatever.
Yeah. You know, if it's camping, we gotta have air conditioning. That's, mm-hmm, why we got the RV. You know what I mean? There's things like that. Like, I tent camped for probably 20 something years of my life, you know. So it was only after I met her that we ended up getting travel trailer and Class C, and then moving up to a Class A. So, you know, there is that aspect of it. But yeah, the thing is, you know, in the very beginning, though, you know, there was like, kind of new, yeah, like each other. You know, that we like learned it, like
relatively to you. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, right. So, you know, that could be a little tough. Oh, you're going to races again? Yeah, you know, there's some of that.
I have heard that.
There was some of that. Yeah. Yeah, there definitely was, but when she kind of got into some of the stuff, it was like, oh, you know, no problem. You're taking the dogs. Yeah. You got to get the dogs with you. You know, go camping. You know, she's cool.
I'm trying that avenue.
Yeah, it's, you know, so in that respect, I know I'm lucky. I know I get that. I'm extremely lucky. She's like so cool with it, because I know a lot of my buddies are go through the same thing you do. Like, they get a girlfriend or a significant other, and all of a sudden, you don't see him anymore.
Yeah.
Just like
that's happened with Bradley. To throw him under the bus. I mean,
right.
We give him a hard time, but he disappeared from the sim for quite a while.
For a long time.
I mean, I think borderline personality disorder had something to do with that. Not for Bradley's case, get my drift.
His or?
No, if you catch my drift. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
call but he also, Bradley goes full fist. I mean, he's
into that.
He wrote. I mean, figuratively speaking, he was running a livery. I mean, you guys all, longtime listeners, heard that podcast episode with Bradley and something Smokey Bear. We jokingly called it Cooking with Bradley, and it was pure shit. It had nothing to do with motorsport, and that was Bradley sucking up to a potential father-in-law. Well, that's gone to tears. He ran a livery and the MSR Road Challenge. Well, he's moved on from that. In the better, I'll give him that. If he were here, he would groan. But he's already running a new partner's company practice on his LMP3 in the new MSR League. He's already got a livery with it. So, as I said, fist in, only after a month. Cheers, Bradley.
Cheers.
I mean, that's a whole different thing. He went through a period where he was kept away from it, or felt like he had to stay away from it, and he did. And then to an extent, he also neglected the racing part of it, and then when he has time, he gets back into it. I mean, it's tricky. You do have to balance. You can't just go on as normal, that's for sure. Jordan and JD, I don't know your situations now. I know Patrick, I think you've got a lot of free time. Wow. Just because I know Patrick better than you guys. I didn't mean that to sound like an asshole. Sorry, Pat.
Mission failed.
They don't call him Patrick.
Well,
they
don't call. So you're basically just going to call me the creepy alone.
No, I'm not. I mean, they don't call him Patrick Pocket Pussy Stein for nothing, guys.
I don't have cats. No.
Okay.
Do you have a pocket pussy?
Fletchlight?
I don't want to know. It's too far in part two. I'm sorry.
Fucked up in the head, man. I'm not.
Don't answer the question, Patrick, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. I wasn't going to answer that question. But
this
I was
is gonna, being recorded.
I was just like giving my two cents about, like, you know,
it
in like balancing it. Even if it's not like a relationship, say you're balancing it with you're working a lot of overtime or something.
Yeah.
You know, you prioritize. That's what it is.
Yeah, 100%. You got to prioritize. Look, you're in a new relationship. That's different, right? You definitely got to prioritize that.
What if you just want to do what you want? When you want to do
it. You got to find someone who wants to do what you do.
Then you've got to find someone that wants to do what you want to do, or who lets you do what you want to do. A lot of those are psychos, but luck.
That's true. there's give and take there, though, right?
Yeah,
they're gonna let you do what you want to do. Then you gotta kind of let them do what they want to do.
You can choose two things: you can either snuggle or sim rig. You can't snuggle in the sim rig.
You can snuggle with your sibling.
Yeah, I have a neck pillow.
There is that.
I do have a new neck pillow. That. My dog tore up the original.
Ooh.
Yeah, R.I.P. If I could play the Titanic Celine Dion music, I would.
Yeah, I'm taking notes from Bruce and Jerry. This is very good advice, so thank you guys.
Yeah.
The other thing, I have one other thing, though, and this one's as big. You know, we talked about communication and stuff. Don't make promises you don't keep.
Well, that's also where I've gone.
So don't say, I'm only going to race on Mondays. I won't race any other days, because you know you will.
I want to, yeah.
So don't make promises you don't keep.
Jerry, what if Porsche Cup is at VIR?
That's fine. Then that's part of your promise. That you say, that's fine, as long as it's not every week, every night. Because yeah. You know what? If you want to do it every night, then you really don't want a girlfriend.
You really think so?
If you are at this point in time in life, if basically when you're with her, you're wishing you were racing and you want to race every night.
You sound like her, Jerry. God damn it.
Then what do you want a girlfriend for?
Yeah.
You've got a right hand, you got a left hand, you got a computer. What do you need?
I've got a debit card too.
Yeah. Now, if you want to go out and socialize, have a party, have a companion, have someone to snuggle and watch TV with, that's great. But that's not sim racing.
Yeah.
You can't sim race all the time.
No, you can't. I mean, yes, you can. But
well, you could, but that's your choice.
Yeah.
That's going to be later in life.
So you think it's going to rubber band, Bruce?
That'd be after you get married, yeah. And you know, you're settled.
You think it's going to rubber? You think it would rubber band in the long haul?
I think so.
I can see that. I can see where you're like, yeah. Go in the other room and make a tuna casserole.
There you go. That's what I tell my wife.
Get a sandwich. Get the fuck away from me. I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing you.
I'm racing.
But don't expect it to rubber band. In other words, don't get married and expect change to come later.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it will come later in the relationship.
Yeah, it will.
But
do you think through sheer burnout and persistence on my part, you think?
Never know. You could be done with sim racing in a year. You could get so burnout and frustrated that you say, I'm done with this shit.
Don't say that.
I don't want a podcast.
Don't say that.
I don't like my friends. I hate you guys. Don't ever talk to me again.
Are you being serious? No, don't say that. don't you dare put that on me and these guys. These are my friends. These are my friends.
Remember that guy Tyler used to have that podcast?
Yeah, do you remember that guy? He was. They peaked.
That one thing.
Yeah, they peaked. They peaked in 3 years and then they just disappeared.
Yeah.
Got a girlfriend, I heard. Yeah, got a wife.
Got all
got
tight
kids.
Now.
Got yeah. kids now.
I was going to say, yeah, wait till you have young kids at home. You want to talk about trying to prioritize time.
Well, John Javicki, yeah. The other part of Into the Paddock. John Javicki does do that. He just had, he has one young kid. He's got a newborn. We got to spend time with him at Daytona, and we saw him a little bit at Pit Race last Tuesday. And he had to leave the karting track to take care of his newborn daughter. So I actually witnessed it up front, and he's somebody that's going to probably hear this, and I'm looking forward to his input as well, because I think he's learned the fine art of racing capital. You must earn, in my sense, you must earn racing capital in these situations to where it's okay to do it, to schedule it.
Exactly.
I don't know exactly what those capital coins are yet, but I'm really, really trying to figure it out.
Whatever it is, he's mastered it. He won the Spa 24 while having to do all of that.
Yeah, the man's damn fast, and he has a family. And my defense is, if he can do it, my God, why can't I?
So Tyler, did you spend more time dealing with the issue or on track racing?
Dealing with the issue for sure.
That's my point.
I missed a stint. Before. I missed a stint, and I never raced again.
Yeah, that's my point, though.
I was so mentally out of it
up front.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I'm not going to get all into it, but it was bad. It was really bad. It was bad. Saturday was.
Hopefully, your relationship becomes stronger from it.
We had a great night. So I want to say yes. I do want to say yes. I don't want to be doom and gloom, but it was. Before that, it was difficult. You know, I'm like, I don't know. It was just difficult, and it was good. I think a good topic, if not personal, I don't give a shit. Good topic for the show.
I think especially in a hobby like sim racing, there's lots of people that deal with that.
Because it doesn't take just a quick minute. You're locking in for almost an hour, even just to do a pickup. And then you want to practice, and you want to, if you're going to get with the team, you want to put time in. So there's a sense where you want to keep everybody happy, but there's a sense if you can't do that, then you're keeping nobody happy.
Including yourself.
Yes. Yes, Jerry. Jerry has been on point. I this is why I wanted Jerry and Bruce here for sure, because I know you guys are just wise beyond your years.
Well, I feel like this particular podcast has gone way beyond our usual fart jokes, but hey,
I mean, I did say pocket pussy, so
yes, you did.
I think we're in
fleshlights.
We're in good. Yeah, I mean, I could. Yeah, basically the same thing. but I was going to just compare it. Go ahead.
How much is a Dr. Jerry's therapy session?
Yeah, yeah. Can we do
it? I'll trade you for some sim racing coaching.
Yeah. Jerry, can I get you on a bonus subscription episode with somebody doing a recorded therapy session?
No video.
No, oh, no video. No, never on bonus subscription. There's never any video.
There we go. There we go.
Well, I think this has been a very interesting topic. It's something that I'm not against taking up again. If you're out there and you're listening and you have some advice or story, personal stories or whatever, reach out to us on Discord, Twitter, or X, or whatever the fuck it's called, Instagram, Facebook, emails on intotheapex.com down at the bottom. I'm interested to hear maybe some feedback on this particular interesting, different topic, and not above talking about it again if somebody sends us something interesting. So maybe not the last we'll touch on this, but we'll put a bow on it tonight as we reach a little over an hour on the show. I want to thank Jerry Isaacs and Mr. Daytona Bruce Perry, some of our long-timers, for jumping in with us yet again. It's good to get you guys both in here. Patrick Stein, Mr. Reliable, coming to us straight after a medical procedure, I will say. Patrick is feeling a little loose in the loins there. JD and Jordan Groves, check out Into the Paddock, Into the Paddock podcast, link on intotheapex.com. Coming out every Tuesday talking real motorsport as opposed to sim. And if I may say, breaking everything down in very fine detail and quality. So we're glad to have you on the network, and glad to have you here on the Wild Show here. Cheers, everybody.
It's always wild.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yes, it's been a while, and I want that to change. We'll have you back soon, Jerry.
Sounds good.
Cheers, everybody. It's been another.
Cheers.
We'll be back next week. We'll see who we've got on Into the Apex.
You've been listening to Into the Apex.
From Mad Sim Racing Media.
Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at intotheapex.com.